Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
All right, Skrodelson now ready to debate Peterson. And the first question goes to the Democrat, Skrodelmeier. How many sides on the Pentagon?
Pentagon have five sides. Oh. It's built in the early 40s.
I know it has five sides, sir, but you clearly spoke out of turn. Your answer is disqualified for speaking out of order.
Yes.
I'm going to pass on you and go directly to your foe.
Skrodelmeier, who would you suggest as the best candidate?
Me.
Mr. Peterson, your rebuttal?
Me.
Mr. Skrodelson?
Me.
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 Peterson?
Me.
Oh.
The question goes to you, Richard Peterson. What is the difference between a regular hot ass and one that is bootylicious?
Hot is really hot.
Right. So a hot ass would be what?
Hot and filthy.
You do realize on national television, sir, you're proclaiming your preference for a regular hot and filthy ass over bootylicious.
I didn't say it.
Mr. Skrodelmeier, your response.
Did too.
Peterson?
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Not.
Do.
Not.
Do.
Not.
Mr. Skrodelson.
Did too.
Oh, that's not really a debate.
And there you have the undercard of tonight's presidential debate between Democrat Rudy Skrodelson and Republican Richard Peterson. Let's throw it to political analyst James Carville for his take on what we just saw. James?
Well, it's apparent Mr. Peterson just doesn't know what he's talking about. Unless, of course, you want to include talking about a woman's hind end in a derogatory fashion. It appears he can go on and on about that for days. Mr. Skrodelmeier clearly won that debate. Now, it may be just a little old boy from Louisiana, but it is not hard to see that Mr. Skrodelson clearly won a decisive victory. Listen right here.
Who would you suggest as the best candidate?
Me.
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 Well, how about right here?
I didn't say it.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Not.
Too.
Not.
Too.
Oh.
Why, this country hasn't had persuasiveness like this since William Jefferson Clinton himself convinced a little gal in a blue dress and a beret to sample a presidential cigar.
Thank you, James. Stay tuned as President Bush prepares to tangle with John Kerry in tonight's main event, coming up next.
Meanwhile, back
at the station.
I would like to have the strength of a gorilla.
Oh, idiot.
Yes.